Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And you know, there are a lot of amazing things that happen that can't be explained rationally. I mean, Thomas Jefferson, the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence, died. And he died 50 years to the day after the signing of the Declaration of Independence July 4th, 1926. What do you think the chances are that that would happen by accident? I mean, it's pretty 1 in 1 million, 1 in 10 million, just that he would live exactly, he would die exactly 50 days after the Declaration of Independence was signed. And not only that, but another man who was there with him, John Adams, just happened to die on the same day. Two of the most distinguished founders of our nation. Is it by accident that these things happen? There are a lot of things that go on that really don't make sense in the world if you look at it from a rational point of view. The Supreme Court opens every session where the crier comes in and says, God bless the United States and this honorable court. God bless the United States and this honorable court. And yet, of course, the Supreme Court has held we can't mention God in our schools. The Senate opens every one of its sessions with a prayer, and they employ a Christian minister to offer a prayer to begin the Senate sessions. And yet the Senate doesn't seem to be concerned that they've destroyed the Christian faith of two generations of our children. How do we make any sense out of what's going on in the world today? Well, with us this morning is Rusty Izdar, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Black Awakening, because there really are supernatural forces in the world today, and you can't understand anything going on over in the Middle East, why we're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding Al-Qaeda in Syria and in Libya and in Tunisia and Egypt. It doesn't make sense unless you understand there are other forces at work, working behind the scenes, over which you and I have no control. Well, we need to understand they're there, and we need to understand there is a spiritual battle taking place in another dimension. Russ, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Dr. Stan Monteith, thank you for having us here. Glad to be with you, and I think you're so correct. Behind the scenes, that's where it's all going on.
Well, you pick up the story because your book, The Black Awakening, is a very important book. We carry it. We think it's vitally important for people to understand the spiritual aspect of the battle.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the book title is kind of strange for some, but it's a term. We've worked with underground satanic individuals, people that would be part of what some call the Illuminati or the New World Order, that which is coming. So for many, many years, 30 years, we've engaged individuals, we've done the research, we've done the biblical side of looking at prophecy. And this term, the Black Awakening, is their term. They use this in reference to a coming chaos. They believe they will cause a radical, multinational, multicontinental chaos and anarchy that will collapse the systems and bring about a new world order. And that's what everybody's talking about. And I believe the Bible speaks about great chaos and great trouble and the emergence of the satanic order. And that's all real, and that's part of biblical prophecy. But it's also here among us now. And so the book is about kind of an overview of the dark side's operating presence in history, in groups, the Nazis, and then the development of what some have called the satanic ritual abuse, the mind control agenda, the MK Ultra issues. And the book is written because we've engaged victims of this a program for now 30 years, and hundreds of them. The estimations are in the millions on a worldwide scale. And these are the individuals that have been selected by the underground Satanist and Luciferian to be transmuted, split. They believe they're creating super soldiers similar to Himmler and Hitler in the master race, the development of a master race that would help enforce a world Reich, a world order. So it's really flowing from the Nazis, but all the way here to today. They are among us. They're in every city in the United States. They are leaking out like some of the program shooters we've seen. They're here as part of the incredible ramping up of the dark side. More demonic possession, more supernatural counterfeit things that are going on. The astounding growth of the counterfeit spirituality of the New Age. And the underground is what we mainly don't see. The underground, we hear a lot of the New Age movement and the ufology, but the underground is harder to penetrate, because that's where the dark rituals are done. That's where the organizing and the summoning of powers, and as you mentioned in the beginning, behind all of it, behind the radical wars and rumors of wars in the Middle East, behind the moral decadence and decline, there's a supernatural battle going on for nations, going on for lives individually. Satan is real. The demons are real. We've dealt a lot with demonization and deliverance. Just like the Bible says, that's how real they are. And just like the Bible says, that's what we're seeing is this fulfillment of biblical prophecy of the demonic realm manifesting and operating and moving to bring enormous, Dr. Stan, enormous, unprecedented spiritual deception and dark powers into the world to get ready for the chaos. And, of course, the new world order as they see it.
And, of course, this is all about establishing this world government under Satan. And it's not imaginary. It's real. It is the basis of American foreign and domestic policy. That is why we have our troops in 130 nations, and now we're moving them into 35 African nations. That's why we certainly have the largest military by far in the world. And that is so we can dominate the world. And these satanic forces are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. It's so difficult for the average American to believe that in Washington, D.C. today, these satanic forces are working, but they are. This is why we're seeing what's going on today, and this is why Christians take God and prayer and everything out of government.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Rustin Carb, his book, The Black Awakening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24. Pardon me, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for somebody who knows a lot more about this than I do, because he studied this and in contact with many people who are involved in this, this is a vitally important subject. Because we can talk about so many things going on today, and we can talk about what's happening financially. And we can talk about what's happening certainly in the educational system with certainly Common Core coming in. And we can talk certainly about so many aspects of the events that are unfolding. But unless we address this from the spiritual point of view and this supernatural battle that's going on for the souls of men and the hearts of our people, and tragically, they've taken over our educational system. And when the average young person graduates from high school, they no longer believe in God. They do not believe in family. They certainly don't believe in country. They're dedicated to this idea of a global government. After all, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all live together in peace? Well, of course it would be wonderful, but of course these are the people who promote the wars. They actually promote wars to bring about world peace. But behind them are sinister and dark spiritual forces that are moving the world towards a condition of ultimate chaos. Russ, have you actually talked to some of these people who have you talked to people who are certainly investigating this?
Oh, absolutely. We've spent 30 years in actually working with the individuals, which includes individuals coming out of covens, out of the military side, the MKUltra, the Monarch Projects. These are individuals who have subpersonalities who were programmed to be assassins, to infiltrate, to do reconnaissance, to do enormous destruction. They have incredible abilities to have kind of an upfront, non-assuming, presentation. They call the upfront person, or, this is the person that can be in law enforcement, in government, in the church, anywhere. And yet inside of them are, Dr. Stan, sub-personalities created through trauma and then programmed. That is the imposing of an agenda of someone else's will, and then trained along the way. And in the satanic sense of it, they are also demonized. Christians know what it is to have the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, these individuals, they call themselves chosen ones, chosen by Satan, chosen for this purpose. They're empowered demonically also. So it's even beyond what we've read in the books like Manchurian Candidate, and books that involve the governmental side is one thing. G.H. Esterbrooks, world-renowned psychologist hired by the U.S. military in 1947, describes how they learned to create multiple personalities in soldiers and creating alter personalities that could be programmed and used as assassins, spies, reconnaissance, and that would they would be able to do this in such a way that the main person would not realize what was done to them. They could be triggered. They could be used. as a program shooter, a programmed to bomb, to infiltrate organizations, to even unleash disinformation. Now, here's the difficulty. This all begins after the German Nazis have lost and the project of Lebensborn, the birthing centers to create the master race. Well, the idea of this goes worldwide in the rat lines where the Nazis went. So whether in Canada, Australia, Britain, all throughout Europe, in Paraguay, Argentina, South Africa, throughout the Catholic system, now tens of thousands of these victims have come forward to declare since the 50s what's been done to them, and the projects continue. And we are seeing, and as we've engaged, Dr. Stan, we've engaged them, they are, when they switch personalities and the alter personality that is demonized comes out, they are quicker, they are fast. It's as if they have no conscience. They've been practitioners of rituals. They know ancient languages, if not demonically oriented languages. And they all know one thing. They're part of a coming order. They believe that they need to be, or they're going to be used when a corporate triggering, a release of them, not just like the shooter in Colorado, Mr. Holmes, or Jared in Arizona, or the VTech shooter in the college. We're talking now tens of thousands released at the same time and demonically charged. So what the Bible explains concerning the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, the pale horse prophecy in Revelation 6, this is a massive global occurrences in the movement of the Antichrist. The red horse involves this chaos, this slaughtering of the black horse, the economic crashes and failure, and the pale horse, of course, one-fourth of mankind dying. So there are some dire prophecies that God's already shown us what the dark side's plotting, what the dark side's planning, and we're actually seeing it, boots on the ground. We're seeing their agenda. It is meant to be physically hidden, supernaturally hidden. Their time is not exactly yet, but yet we have worked with seeing them come out. We've engaged. We've seen hundreds of cases where we've dealt with deliverance, where demons, these powerful beings inside, possessing them and empowering them. We've engaged them with the authority of Christ, and we've listened to their stories. And Dr. Stan, we have tracked this purposely to try to track it and verify it for well over 25 years to this very day. We're working with victims last weekend. We'll be working with victims this weekend. We just got back from Fadelsburg, Germany, at the Himmler Castle, the Hall of the Dead, where old ancient rituals were done and the empowerment for a global Reich. This is all real in history. It's all real in what's happening around us. And it's part of what the biblical prophecy warns the world about and in the end of days.
And, of course, what is so difficult for the average American to believe is that following World War II, after all, America was anti-Nazi. We put the Nazis on trial. We tried them. Some of them were convicted, sent to prison. Some of them were executed. But the vast majority of the most vicious Nazi war criminals were helped to escape to South America in something known as the Rat Line, RAT. And they were helped by American intelligence agencies, by British intelligence agency, by a satanic cult in the Vatican. It's called the Rat Line. And fortunately, we do have the Internet. You can check it out and find if it's true. Of course, almost 1,000 of the most vicious Nazis were brought to America. And, of course, some of them went to work in the space program. But some of them went to work in laboratories where they were developing new methods of mind control to use on the American people. Others working in laboratories to develop new diseases to plague the American people. And the fact that most Americans have never heard of this, or that now, almost two generations later, why, of course, these same forces are at work all throughout the world today, moving us towards this one world government, this Third Reich that Adolf Hitler advocated. And, of course, the outcome of Hitler, many people, and we've actually talked to a gentleman who actually went to South America, he and his partner, talked to the people who cared for and knew Adolf Hitler following the war, and of course he was allowed to die there peacefully, covering the book called Grey Wolf. But we can't let the American people know that our minds are controlled. Everybody knows Hitler died there in the bunker there in Berlin. We know that because the media tells us over and over and over again. And yet, for us, how do we get the American people to understand that most of what they think that they believe just isn't true?
Well, I think that, again, America's looking at the political and the economic and even the moral issues. So they see problems. There's, without question, fear and confusion and concern. The issue is, what's the cause? What's behind all of this? And so, even on a global scale, there's this worry, there's this concern, the belief that there's a coming collapse and a catastrophic development in the future. So it's in the heart and minds of literally now billions, but in the United States, from state to state, where we've done conferences all over the United States in the last 4 years, we've heard from hundreds of individuals, all seeing the political, the economic, the military side of things, the laws, the new controls coming, the alteration of America. And there's a great concern among so many. And again, people looking, what are the reasons? Well, in biblical prophecy, there's a 1,000 prophecies in Scripture. Well over 500 have been already fulfilled in the first coming of Christ. Accurately, infallibly, powerfully, an astounding record. And yet we have so many others that speak about the end of days. Matthew 24 is a massive, massive unveiling by the Lord Jesus Christ himself about the end of days. And he tells us in that chapter, when we see all these things, massive earth changes, the earthquakes and so forth, the wars and rumors of wars, the moral decadence, the founding of wickedness, the overwhelming deception where many will come in his name, a spiritual deception is behind all of it. And then that's when we know when all of these things are on the flat, you know, on the table, on in history, occurring all together. Well, then we know the time is very near. And that's what we see all around us. The Bible clearly predicts, the Spirit of God shows us, the massive, massive development of demonic presence, demonic doctrines, counterfeit miracle signs and wonders. I mean, we can go back to Alice Bailey back in the 1930s, where she was engaged by an entity. She didn't want it at first, Dr. Stan, but eventually she willed or yielded to this presence that she called the Tibetan, an ascended master, they thought. And this being then began to use her. Sometimes 8 hours a day would fuse, as they said, with her and guide her into dictation of writings. She wrote 21 volumes altogether, one of those books called The Externalization of the Hierarchy. Now, these are what the Spirit of God warned about 2,000 years ago in 1 Timothy 4:1, when it says the Spirit expressly, you know, says that in the latter days, you know, these seducing spirits will come. They're coming to deceive millions, and they will also operate through individuals to bring about didache daemonia, that is, doctrines of demons. Demons actually inspiring writings. So the writings of Alice Bailey have influenced millions worldwide, have influenced the United Nations. The United Nations' spiritual backdrop is the writings of Alice Bailey. The book, like The Externalization of the Hierarchy, is this demonic presence that fused, wrote pretty much their agenda to influence the world, to try to weaken the church, to bring about a spiritual counterfeit, a Luciferic order. They believe in a coming world leader, world teacher, the Antichrist. They see this entity as the good guy, like Albert Pike did in his book Morals and Dogma. So there is this now worldwide synchronizing of the old satanic, where in the past it was pieces and parts from different levels. Now, the New Age, the ufologists, the old occultism, the Masonic and secret society orders, all of this is merging together with one voice, a collective voice, and the collective voice is that there's a that the world is changing, that there will be a cleansing, a chaos, a radical catastrophic happenings in the world, but out of that a new order will emerge and a super leader will emerge and a global order.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back. If you have a question, number is 877-254.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Guardian Roofing reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part to keep our streets safe. That important reminder is brought to you by Jeff Holland, the family and staff at Guardian Roofing at 443 Weber Court in Erie. So phone 303-828-4236 for Guardian Roofing. They're on the air because they care.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Dan, I guess as many questions are his book, The Black Awakening. And this is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's really all about. And Sidney Russ was talking about Alice Bailey, who wrote all these volumes, including the externalization of the hierarchy. And basically, she was certainly one of the women who played an important part in the formation of our modern political system and the dark, sinister spiritual forces operating out of Washington, D.C. today. Our telephone number, if you have a question for us, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But these forces permeate every aspect of our society. I personally met several people who've been part of these programs, programmed by these forces within our government, within our military, to shape their views and use them for sinister purposes. Russ, before we go on, why don't you get out your website, email, contact, in case people would like to get in touch with your ministry.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. The website is www.shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net. And there's a lot of stuff on there, training courses that are all free, information about the book. There's a contact tab that will give you the email address, snail mail. There's a phone number on there. And just www.shatterthedarkness.net.
And it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand that this is the common denominator behind about everything going on today. And, of course, there are many people in key positions in government who are part and parcel of this. But and they do all these things, and you shake your head and you say, why in the world are they doing it? It just doesn't make sense. Well, it makes sense. You understand that they're answerable to a different force. Their loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream. And they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. And the average American has no idea. They think that we're out there trying to make better lives for people throughout the world as we destroy their governments and we bring in these new radical governments, as we're doing in the Middle East today. We're uniting the people there behind the radical Muslim Brotherhood and Muslim extremists in preparation for another war. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? And I can promise you that hundreds of millions will die in this next war. Well, Russ, what do you see unfolding at the present time from your point of view?
I see that there's going to be, on the spiritual side of things, there's going to be more than ever, demonic possession, demonic visitation. Some people call this sleep paralysis, where people talk about in the middle of the night or late at night, they get some kind of visitation in their home. They feel paralyzed. Something's in the room. Now we have tens of thousands of cases across the United States and around the world. The level of demonic possession, people coming in because voices in their head, a weird presence, supernatural things. So what we're gonna see is, even though the last 30 years have shown an unprecedented development in this, it's not going away, Dr. Stan. It's gonna grow even faster. We're gonna find that little children are gonna be influenced, and they're gonna have trouble because parents were into Satanism or some spiritual practice that opened the door that influences them. We're going to see the constant, cry in the psychological world. People are going to be looking for help and wondering what's happening to them. Why is this weird or strange presence around them? So there's going to be a lot of, demonic interaction with human beings. On the other side of that, there'll be those who engage the demons, but the demons have masqueraded like angels of light, like ascended masters. So in the world of ufology, you're going to find more and more people engaging what they believe are extraterrestrial. They're not. They are extra-dimensional beings. These are the fallen ones. The scripture describes them as cosmocrator, as RK, as exousia, and porneus pneumatica. Those are the original Greek words. In Ephesians chapter 6, we say it is principalities, powers. Well, the Spirit of God describes that which we're, battling. When the Word of God says that our battle's not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, powers, these cosmocrators, these beings in the heavenly realms. So I think there's going to be more deception in the ufology field, where millions around the world are involved in looking, and you have individuals like the medical doctor, Dr. Stephen Greer, taking teams to all of what he calls the hot spots, sacred sites, places that are spiritually charged. Now, Dr. Stan, they're gathering to contact the Orions. In their transcripts, they're demonstrating that these beings are beginning to communicate to them and tell them about a evolution to godhood, about a new order coming. Now, that's the ufologists. On the other hand, hundreds of millions of New Agers around the world are channeling. They're gathering for convergences and meetings. They're going to the old sites like Chechen Itza and places that were the ancient ritual sites and human places of mass human sacrifice. And so they're all being drawn back spiritually to help open gateways. They're being called the rise of Satanism, the rise of Wiccan and Druids and paganism. All of that is across the board going to continue to rise. Cults among us, strange and weird occurrences like in Florida just a few months back, where a man, a naked man, was attacking and eating the face off of another man. When the police commanded him to stop, he wouldn't stop, just growled, and the police officer had to unload his entire gun in killing the man to stop him. They checked him for drugs. He had no drugs. This was without question probably major demonic manifestation, and these are some of the really violent, demon-oriented, demon-inspired things that will occur in crime. We'll see that happen. But I think politically we're going to see broader destabilization, more polarization. It's going to become very evident, the writing's on the wall. It's become very evident in this administration has been spiritually guided. Mr. Obama's administration, all of them in the cabinet, are globalists. They are all connected to the trilateralists and Bilderbergers and all the rest. So you have not just old-time socialism, you have current, modern, luciferically guided globalism being embedded and pushed for. This is all true in Europe. We were in France a year and a half ago, a little over a year ago. We were in Germany and Poland. The sense of globalism, the sense of the spirit of Antichrist, is even stronger there than here. America's a big battlefield, and barring tremendous movements of God and the work of the church, we really are in deep trouble here, and it will occur rapidly if we do not stand stronger and do a little bit more and do the mission of God.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. If you have a question, 7725.
7-5. Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Never be too busy to take an active interest in your children, their friends, and their activities. Everyone knows about drugs and alcohol, but also be aware of household chemicals because they are slowly hurting and killing our children. Please be more involved and teach your children to live sensibly and a drug-free life. This important reminder is brought to you by Fred Ruthage, the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain. 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton, phone 303-857-4171. That's 303-857-4171.
Well, Dr. And back here, our guest this morning, Mr. Czar, his book, Black Awakening. And these forces are not imaginary. I mean, if you want to try to understand so much of what's going on in Washington, D.C., I mean, how they can possibly be putting out all this money that we don't have, knowing full well that eventually, why the whole economic system is going to collapse. Why would rational people be doing what they're doing? Why, it's because we're not dealing with rational people. They know exactly what they're doing. Certainly, if we look at what's happening to our churches, they've changed the music of our churches. This is not this. They've changed the message of in so many of our churches, and they're getting away from simply a teaching about the scriptures into other things that make us feel good about the world we live in. The minister so often no longer wears a coat and a tie as he did 50 years ago. He's much more casually dressed. And we live in a changing world, and it's not changing for the better for certain. Russ, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Sure, and I deeply appreciate it again, Dr. Stan, and we thank you for letting us be on. And as much as we say about the dark side and what it's doing and it's unprecedented and the growth and the development and catastrophic things are coming, the church needs to be far more discipled, far more equipped, because more and more of people are hurting, demonized, looking for answers. We need to really make sure that we know the incredible, brilliant message of the gospel, to share Christ, his power to save, his power to deliver, his power to strengthen us and enable us, and his power that would be dwelling in us to make us fearless in this day and this hour. Philippians chapter 3 talks about how believers can be, in a crooked, depraved generation, we could be the light in the world. The Greek word there for star, or the idea is, we're the luminaries. We're the ones that are going to be the light of the world in a crooked, depraved, fragile, soon collapsing world system. Because of the dark side's presence, we have an answer to give to the world that real, dark, demonic, satanic forces are bringing more devastations. But God has an answer. There is a salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is mission and ministry to do. Christ is coming when he'll bring an end to all of this at the end when he returns. So we have enormous hope. We have Jesus to be with us daily to help us, the power of the Spirit of God to guide us. We have ministry to do for people in saving, healing, delivering, and helping. And so we have tremendous opportunity right now, even in the midst of the darkness. So the message is, for believers in Christ, don't become afraid. Become outraged at the darkness. Become outraged and decide to seek the Lord, to be filled with his power, to know the word of God well, to get out, boots on the ground, out there in society, to witness, to share, to minister, to help individuals, and unleash unashamedly the greatest message, because it's about the greatest person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that is the hope of the world. There is no other hope. That is, he is the hope of the world, and we're able to announce him, live in our own God. You know, the Spirit of God grants us an empowerment of that hope. And I just encourage everybody with, the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13, if they want to take a look. And it just simply says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Stan, thank you so much for allowing us on today. We deeply appreciate it.
Russ, I appreciate you being with us. And again, the book, The Black Awakening, will tell you how you can get to our ministry. But, you know, we have a wonderful country. I'm 84 years old. I'm getting a little feeble. I have to walk with a cane. And it's amazing to me how often, if I'm, say, at a hardware store or something, and I'm having a little difficulty loading something into the car, how often some person will come up and say, can I help you? And, I mean, this is more common than not. I mean, it's not accidental. I mean, these are people I've never seen before. we have this wonderful reservoir of people in America, good people, and we still have a sound Christian foundation. Everything is possibly being done to undermine that foundation and to alter it, but America's worthwhile doing everything we can to try to preserve. We're moving into a very difficult time, but you know, people, and I'm hoping our listening audience will learn from programs such as this, and so they join us in this struggle and get the information out. Let people understand this is not imaginary. There really is this massive subversive element, a subversive spiritual element working at the highest levels of our government, working in our media, working in our schools, and even working in many of our churches or trying to work within our churches to destroy the Christian foundation of America. If they succeed, it'll be because the good people weren't involved. Any parting thought before we let you go?
Well, Dr. Stan, I really appreciate that. And I just, I think, again, for all believers to really research, to read the materials, to know your scriptures well, keep listening to Dr. Stan Monteith. He's got the cutting edge out there. Appreciate that, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
We'll do the best we can. God, bye-bye. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks.
And bye-bye. I guess this morning has been Russ Says to Our Courses, book, The Black Awakening, which will introduce you to this very real force. I've run into these people. Russ actually works with them all the time. Counsels them, people trying to get out of the dark side. People who have actively been programmed by our military and by our intelligence agencies. If you haven't read the books we carry by Kathy O'Brien, you need to get them. The Transformation of America, her book on access denied, going into her horrible, nightmarish experiences. And of course, I knew Kathy when she was just coming out of this nightmare. I mean, this, we're talking 20 years ago. Today, she's a lovely woman, but I'll tell you, initially, before she was able to regain control of her mind, why, she was an entirely different person. And we've talked to others who've been through exactly the same thing. This is not imaginary. It's real. And people are taken, they're programmed, sometimes by their family, sometimes by their intelligence agencies, and programmed into these satanic beliefs. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program. We hope you'll want to get the information and spread it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Dr. Stan here at American Network, and basically we carry Russ's book, The Black Awakening. We carry a book by William H. Kennedy, who died in 49 under, well, let's say, strange circumstances. It's called Satanism. We have a 4-CD set called Satanism, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry the book by Constance Cumby of The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have a DVD by Constance Cumby. You can simply, I should say, a DVD of which she spoke at our conference on the New Age. And you can simply call our 800 number, ask for a copy of that, and then the 4-CD set by Constance Cumby from our conference a couple of years ago. You can order them by calling 1-800-544-8927. It took me 20 years of studying what was going on in the world, trying to make some sense out of it, because nothing made sense until I came into contact with Constance. And since then, of course, everything has been made sense. In fact, Constance is going to be on with us, I think, for 2 hours next week, if you listen to our evening program. Of course, you can get that at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We do 4 hours, 5 hours of talk radio every day. 4 hours you get live at RadioLiberty.com. You can hear us archived 24 hours a day there at RadioLiberty.com. We hope that if you're in a position to help us financially, you will, because we need to maintain our network of radio stations and our outreach to people all across America, indeed all across the world. And it's amazing how many people in Israel listen to our programs. We get this from Cheryl Hancock, who's our correspondent over there, and she tells me how often after I have her on, she'll get emails from Jews over there, Jewish people, not Christians at all, but who listen to our program regularly, and they hear her, and so they want to talk to her about one or another subject. And so we are having an outreach all across the country. And if you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you become part of our team, part of our effort, helping us reach the people with an understanding that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I hope you'll want to get it.